Welcome to the Hemp Life podcast with health coaches talking hemp health and wealth. We're so excited to be here. I'm Andrea Magison, and I'm here with my two lovely fellow health coaches, Eden Palazzo and Annalena Stern. Do you ladies want to say hi?
Hello. Welcome, hi. Everybody. Super excited to be here.
Fabulous. So, Anna, why don't you take it away with what's going well?
Yes, thank you. Like we have done before, right? We always want to start off with what's going well because there's just too much negativity in this world and we want to change that. So what's going well in my life right now is I'm actually, for those of you that don't know, I'm originally from Germany, but I live in Florida in the United States. And my dad and one of my three beautiful sisters, they just arrived yesterday here to visit. It's my birthday next week and I'm super excited, like, and my daughter too, like super excited to have them here. And just this morning, my sister was making a coffee for me. We were having breakfast together. So it was just so nice to be with family and that's just going very well. And I'm super happy. I think you can hear my voice, right? So.
Yes, so I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Eden?
What's going well? I am just looking forward to today. I'm gonna get some work done and go on a hike, which I'm thrilled to do with a friend and just get out and enjoy being outdoors. I think some rain is coming in later, so enjoying being out and getting some fresh air and moving my body.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, for me, I am, you know, I have just to say, this week has been one of those very human weeks, like lots of challenges. So I'm just happy to be in this moment, really honestly, here with you both, and just connecting again with this plant that I love so dearly and elevates, you know, my health. So happy to be here again with you ladies.
All right. So moving along, we're going to really kind of debunk that hemp is not marijuana. What is the difference? A lot of people have concerns with using hemp oil as part of their daily regimen, maybe also with eating hemp seeds that have wonderful health properties as well, because they're concerned that it may have THC. THC is a psychotropic component of marijuana. However, it is present in undetectable amounts in hemp. So yet they are both cannabis sativa. They are not the same plant. THC comes from marijuana. Hemp does not. It has negligible amounts of THC. It does not have any psychoactive properties. So I just want to establish that because I think there's a lot of fear still in people that are really not wanting to engage in a psychotropic activity, that if they use hemp oil or they eat hemp, they do not wish to experience. So, with that said, I have a little bit of a funny story to share with you guys. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love funny stories.
So, historically, there's lots of fun facts about hemp. Well, my grandma grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania. She was born in 1915. And was in college during the Depression, so that gives you kind of the time frame of her life on the farm. And when I was in college, I brought a friend home for Thanksgiving one year. And my grandma was driving with me in the car one day, and she said, "I don't know about him. I think he might use drugs. Maybe he smokes some marijuana. Does he smell like rope?" And I just laughed because her reference point was hemp. they had to grow hemp on the farm, and they were using the fibers from the hemp to make rope. So she's associating that someone that may be high and using marijuana would smell like rope because it's coming from hemp, when in fact, they're two different plants. You really would not have any high effects from using hemp in that way, and actually probably smoking hemp would give you a headache more than anything. The benefits in it are other places, not in smoking it. Actually, you know, obviously we know as health coaches, smoking anything is not going to have a positive health effect for your well-being. So anyway, that's just kind of a funny little story with, you know, the confusion around hemp and marijuana.
Oh, grandmas. We love them. That's such a funny story. Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that story and you explaining the difference between hemp and marijuana, because I was definitely misinformed myself. I mean, I guess I didn't really look into it, and I just assumed that using like CBD hemp oil, like you said, would give me that, have that THC experience, like get high. And I wasn't looking for that. So this is also why I'm doing this podcast with you all, like, right, to re-educate people and debunk a lot of the myths that are out there.
Yes, definitely.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. That's awesome. So today we're excited because we're going to share some hemp trivia. We love games, and Eden is a big fan of Trivial Pursuit, I learned. I was not in a Trivial Pursuit family. We're more of like a Pictionary Yahtzee family. So I'm going to the listeners to help send me some good vibes to get the answers right. So let's start off. How about I'll go first with the category of hemp history. Does that sound good to you, ladies?
Yeah, let's have some fun with this.
Cool. Okay, so for this one, for hemp history, I'm going to share five, hopefully it's not too many, but there's so much good information out there. Five statements, five facts, and one of them is false. So you'll listen to all five, and then you can guess which one is not true, not accurate. Does that make sense to you both?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so first, archaeologists found a remnant of hemp cloth in ancient Mesopotamia, which is where Iraq and Iran currently are, dating back to 8,000 BC. Okay. You can take notes if you need to. In 2700 BC, cannabis sativa was first used as medicine in China. It was a crime in Virginia from 1763 to 1769. It was a crime in Virginia to refuse to grow industrial hemp. All right. Fourth is Henry Ford designed a car body out of hemp that could absorb 10 times the impact of steel. And then bodybuilders in India have used hemp as part of their training regime to get high and relax after workouts. Okay, so which one of those I know it's kind of a lot of information. There's such good stuff out there. Guess which one is not completely true.
Anna, you want to take the first guess?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose Anna?
Oh, no. Eden, why don't you take a guess, and then we'll try and connect with Anna afterwards.
Find Anna. My guess is that it's the false statement is number five.
I know, such a glaring one, but it's partially true. So bodybuilders in India They do use hemp as part of their training regime, but not to get high and relax after workouts. I mean, maybe they do that, but really to build strength, promote digestion, and it improves, helps them gain muscle mass, which I thought was really interesting. So
awesome. Which makes sense because hemp seeds are a complete protein with all the essential amino acids.
Yeah,
and exactly. I use it in my smoothies in the morning after I work out. I didn't know that bodybuilders did that in India, though.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Hey guys, it's Anna. Thank you for letting me come back in. I have no idea what happened, but I could hear you. You couldn't hear me. So that's technology, right?
Sometimes. Technology.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for not leaving me out. I love you guys. So, okay. I did hear the question, though. It was fun. So thank you for sharing that. And Andre, do you want me to go ahead with the next
one? Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Before I get disconnected again, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about hemp as a renewable resource, right? So, because that's so important, right? Because we have so much garbage in this world and we really don't need more of it. So if we can have more renewable things, I think that would be awesome. So I'm curious, like, what do you think hemp could be used actually as a renewable resource for?
Oh, guessing game. Biofuel?
Okay.
Is that possible? Is that what?
Building materials? Building materials?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So these are really good guesses because yes, you can actually use hemp for both of us, for both of these things, but you can even use it for so much more. For example, you can use it as paper. For example, the Declaration of Independence was actually written on hemp paper. Lots of versions of the Bible, you know, the super thin paper is also on hemp paper. It can be used, which I think is major, as a biodegradable plastic. That is amazing because plastic is just contaminating this planet. I think that's such a huge topic. It can also be used to make paint. And the thing is, for many, many more. So it's just like kind of to scratch the surface, and it's more to show you like what the potential is of this amazing plant. I think it's mind blowing, right? Because just biofuel, like wow, like biodegradable plastics, paper, paint. It can be also used for building materials and stuff like that. And Andre, you were saying something about the car, right? From Henry Ford.
Yeah.
So also there, it's like, wow, it can almost be used for anything, right? So why, what has the world been waiting for so long, right?
Exactly. Yeah, what have we been waiting for? I mean, well, it has a complex history, right? Especially in the United States, working against it. But I think the tide is changing. So exciting.
And I really, like, my gut instinct is there are going to be, like, businesses popping up left and right that will, like, make this a better, more healthy world, right? Where we have more renewable resources instead of having more waste.
Right. It's such a, like, poignant time we're living in because, you know, there is so much, like, stress and fear and dread about all these negative things in the world that are happening, but there's really so much incredible goodness coming to light, too, and it's really important to, I think, place our energies on all those positive changes that are occurring to really help, like, be a part of that rising tide together.
Yeah, like we say, right, when we focus on expands, so
yeah,
we need to focus more on the good things that are happening. And the thing is, like, you know, the news are the news because people pay attention to it because it's sensational. And when there's something that's positive and good, most people are unfortunately not interested because that's how our human mind works. We look at when there's some drama, right? That's what our attention is drawn to. So we want to create more awareness about all the beautiful things that are happening in this world. And that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, because the opening up of hemp for so many purposes is such a beautiful thing that's happening for the humans and the planet and the world at large. All right. I have a question. You guys ready for another one?
Yeah.
Okay. So hemp is also, especially hemp seeds, are really doted on as a true superfood, really earning that title. So, as we know, in our Western world, there are many lifestyle diseases. A lot of that comes from rampant inflammation. I'm curious if you know why hemp seeds may help reduce inflammation. They have a really special balance of something that's not found in many food sources. Any guesses on that?
Yeah, I think I have a hunch.
Okay, let me hear it.
So there's this thing with omega-3 and omega-6 fats, and what I have learned through the health coaching and stuff is that the American diet is very, very high in omega-6, and I think the optimal balance for a human body is around 3:1 or 4:1, like the ratio of omega-6 to 3s, and the kind of average American diet causes so much inflammation because the ratio is more like 12:1 or even up to 25:1, which is like way out of balance, and when that happens, your body is highly inflamed. So I do believe that hemp seeds have a much healthier ratio, right? So it kind of brings down that imbalance in the bodies. Is that kind of going in the right direction?
Yeah, that's for sure. That's like the money with it, like hit the nail on the head. Because also typically in our diet, like things, our Western diets are so overboard with omega-6s. And the sources of omega-6s that are typically found in the Western diet are completely void of the omega-3s. So to have a like balance with this internal balance of that perfect ratio of 3:1 right in one food source is pretty amazing. So they're really this rare little gem that are just so marvelous for so many things and so good for balancing out our, you know, that omega balance to help really manage inflammation and really help decrease the risk of lifestyle disease, especially things like heart disease. Yeah, they're just so amazing. Just like Andrea with her funny false fact about the bodybuilders, but there was truth to it, that the bodybuilders do use it as, you know, recovery after working out in India. And, you know, just how they have that, like, complete protein. They're really just so amazing. So, okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Andrea, do you have one?
Oh, my turn. Yeah, I have another one. So this is about hemp. Kind of overlaps with Anna's, but hemp is a textile. So, so I think that it's evident that I'm not a big Trivial Pursuit question because I always like to give you answers to choose from because that's how I like it. So... hemp, okay, this is the question. Hemp has been used to make all of the following except, right? So, jeans, cars, skateboards, shoes, glass, biofuel, and insulation. Do you need me to read the list again, or did you catch all those?
I would think, yeah, glass maybe?
Yeah, that's what I was leaning towards.
Oh, you guys are so smart.
Yeah. Yes.
Glass. We didn't look it up, right?
Didn't look it up. Yeah, no. You have like a timer. Like, you can't use your phone. So, yeah, that's true. Not glass. I think some of those, I think most of us maybe have heard before, but I hadn't realized that hemp was used to make insulation. Did you guys know that? Is that news to you, or had you heard of that before?
I heard it in relation to building materials,
me
right?
Did.
Because, yeah, but not the extent maybe that it can be used to.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. I mean, when I was learning that it can absorb, hemp can absorb up to 20% of its weight in moisture, which is incredible.
Wow.
And yeah, it's just good for climate control. It's resistant to mildew and weathering. And as you established, it's like a renewable, regenerative, actually, resource. So there are more and more companies that are starting to use it. And yeah, so it's an incredible resource. Wow. For, imagine all the houses we're building all the time.
Yeah, and here in Florida, especially, you have such humidity. I think that would be super powerful.
There you go. There's your next business, Anna.
Yeah. I'm start building houses, right? Well, maybe I inspire some people to do it.
Be a hemp consultant. Oh, we got to be hemp consultants. Educating people. Yeah, the builders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. You are so smart. You got it.
Awesome.
So, Anna, do you have another one for us?
Yes. So I wanted to ask you guys if you know what the difference is between sustainable agriculture and regenerative agriculture. Do you know what the difference is? What that means?
Yeah, I love this distinction. Go for it.
My thoughts are lying in right away. My brain went to not just surviving, but thriving. Like sustainable would kind of be like, yeah, you're surviving. It's like
status quo.
You're maintaining, but regenerative to me like sparked this. Now you're thriving. Like you're really like up leveling. That's kind of what came to mind for me.
Yeah. Yes, so that's I really love how you reframe it. It's wonderful because that's what we do as coaches, right? We help our clients to thrive, not just to maintain their current state. So hemp can do that for the soil, right? So we all have known or learned the terminology sustainable agriculture, and it's kind of the thing, or has been the thing for many years. But yeah, all that means is to maintain the status quo. Unfortunately, the soil is incredibly deprived because we have been doing monoculture. We have been using so many pesticides, especially for the GMO crops, the genetically modified organisms. And even like when you buy organic food, right? It's not giving you all the benefits that it used to when you had your own garden or when your grandma was making a fresh salad out of her garden in front of the house, because the soil is so deprived. So it's lacking all the nutrients, all the minerals and vitamins that the soil had, how it was created in the beginning, right? So hemp can actually help to regenerate, like get all these vitamins and nutrients back into the soil. And on top of it, it doesn't need, it actually thrives without all the pesticides and stuff like that. So that in itself, I think is, I don't even know what the word for it is, but it's incredibly magnificent, amazing. It's kind of a save the world kind of plant in my humble opinion. So and like you can Google regenerative agriculture. That is the next thing, because we have to reverse all the damage that has been caused over the years, and it's still being caused. So that is just, it's almost like mind-blowing for me that the plant has that capability in itself.
I just had a thought, and I'm really curious about it, is like when a farm is switching from conventional to organic, there's that transitional time period, and I believe that's a 7-year window that they have to be in transition. And I wonder if hemp allows that process to be expedited, because it's actually removing toxins from the soil and restoring and regenerating the soil, if it would allow that.
That's a great question.
To happen more quickly.
That's very awesome. Wonder. I'm like, let's look into that. That would be phenomenal.
Another
that
business process.
I love this. I love this question. I love the distinction between highlighting the importance of regenerative. Like you both said, what we're doing clearly is no longer working, and you know, sustainable was so, I don't know, cutting edge, but no longer, right? It's not enough by far. So regenerative practices, absolutely. Okay. Awesome. Eden, did you have another?
I have a fun little quick one that is kind of, to me, it's like full circle, because the 2018 Farm Bill just passed. And so this is kind of just fun and playful and completely based on a historical fact. So you mentioned how at one point in time, farmers were, it was actually illegal to not grow industrial hemp. So
yeah,
in colonial America, hemp was really revered, like for so many things, so much so that it was able to be used to do something that was required to be done. Other plants such as tobacco, cotton, lumber, and at one point alcohol were also used for this purpose. Anybody have any guesses on that? Is that
so we're guessing
sense? Is there enough clarity to that?
How hemp was used in the past, like a way that it was used, that tobacco and alcohol and wood were also used in the past?
Yes, to do something. Yes, to serve the purpose that of something that people were required to do or still required to do.
Pay taxes? I don't know.
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I'm just thinking, what am I required to do? It's the new year. What am I thinking about? Taxes.
Yeah, really? Did we schedule that appointment?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So people were required to pay taxes with hemp?
They could use it to pay taxes. You could use it. And at one point, tobacco, cotton, lumber, and alcohol were also able to be used as currency in the U.S.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, and the reason that they were using it for legal tender was to encourage farmers to grow more of it. So kind of full circle, right? At one point, they were using different incentives to get people to grow more of it. And then it went under complete prohibition. And now we're back to the farm bill and the boom. Yeah. And just, it's kind of a fun full circle.
Yeah.
Wow. So and is that coming back so I can pay my taxes this year?
I have not heard they're allowing us to pay taxes with hemp
yet. Let's start a farm.
That would be awesome.
That's our next farmers, and we'll pay our taxes with it.
If they are, let's invest in some exclusive farm use land with some water
Florida
rights.
Florida or Oregon?
I don't know. There's a lot growing in Oregon already. So.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to Florida. Oh, that's awesome. That's a great one to wrap us up. Unless either of you had more trivia, or is that bringing us to the end of the trivia for today?
No.
That's the close of our trivia.
Cool. Okay. Well, I've learned a lot. So as we can see, right, the benefits of hemp are virtually endless. Hemp is historically, I read somewhere, it's had over 25,000 uses, which we've covered some of them today, from paints, building materials, paper, government documents, pay your taxes with it, textiles, food, and so forth. So I guess I just want to say, whether you wear it, write on it, build with it, we hope that this episode and this game of trivia has convinced you to give it a try if you're new to hemp. And if you're already a hemp fan like us, share these facts and this information with friends and family and invite them to see how hemp can elevate, up-level their life, and share this podcast so we can get the word out there and help be a part of this wave of change that's happening. So with that, I just leave you with what's an action step you can take today? I guess I already put out there some suggestions, like share this podcast or share some of the fun facts you learn from our trivia game. And with that, do you ladies have anything else to add as far as action steps go? Or are we going to bring it home and wrap it up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, we really, our mission and vision is to educate people more about it, about the incredible benefits of this amazing plant. And we need your help to spread the word and make this accessible and really share the knowledge about it, because so many people just don't know anything about it, and they have this misconception that hemp is making you high, which is not the case, what the difference is. And I thank you so much. Yeah, and for listening to it and sharing it. And one extra step that I took is my dad came yesterday. He had hip pain. And what did I give him? Some hemp oil. He felt better this morning. I don't know. It was because of the hemp oil. Maybe he just slept really good. Uh-huh. But at least we're giving it a try. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, I'm glad you did that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Or Eden, you're going to say something.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. I love hearing that when people are experiencing some positive effects from hemp oil. Also, just have fun. Like, listen to the podcast and play a little trivia around your dinner table tonight.
Yes.
Just see what kind of fun things will light up in people that they had no idea about.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Yeah, have fun. That's our challenge to you, or our invitation to you. Awesome. Well, blessings to all. And thank you. We'll tune in for our next episode.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Bye, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye. This is a disclaimer that we are not here to diagnose, treat, cure, heal, or promise any health benefits. That as health coaches, we are empowering people with information and discussions so that everyone can make the best decisions for their health and well-being.